Army Staff Sergeant Robert O'Hare spends his days teaching Afghan National Army members how to teach others. In just 8 months, Sergeant O'Hare and his unit have trained more than 4,000 ANA soldiers. It's not always easy.
One of the biggest problems that I think that we're having over here is the media footage in the United States is always negative. It's the only thing that people ever portray is the issues, that problem, but you can't judge the entire mission based off of the problems of a few. I mean, there's a lot of good things done over here between all coalition forces. Everybody here has their own part, and we're all trying to create a better Afghanistan through mentoring and teaching and assisting them with teaching them the ways that we've overcome problems, and they'll do the same thing.
The goal of this training and others like it is to put the reins of control in Afghan hands.
I've seen them go from having many problems to doing things pretty much, I'd say, 90% on their own. It's a great advancement. We're not quite there yet. Just that by itself is a huge thing, that they're not relying on the Americans to do everything for them, that they now know how to accomplish a mission on their own accord.
For Sergeant O'Hare, teaching these NCOs means creating better soldiers, soldiers that ultimately make Afghanistan's military stronger by the day. Air Force Sergeant Joshua Perigin, Camp Span, Afghanistan.